Well, this morning we start off, don't we, by thinking about that triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And remember, it was party time. It was people gathering together in Jerusalem for the Passover festival. I wonder if anybody has been to an event when crowds of people have been out in force. Anybody been to a big event? Any of our young folk been to a big event where there's been lots of people and it's party time? I'm sure you will have done. Have you? Where have you been, Kathy? Tell me. Yes, I know I've missed a lot, but I haven't been. I'm starting to cry now, but I'm sure you cried with joy when you went to that event. And were people, everybody there excited doing the events, were they? Yes. Did you have any flags? No? Not this time. Sometimes perhaps you do. You didn't have the police there, did you? No. Perhaps some of us have been to events where there's been crowds and crowds of people and the police have been out there leading the procession and keeping control of the parade that's going on, been on their motorbikes perhaps or their horses. And then, of course, if you're waiting for somebody important to come along, perhaps like the Queen, the excitement gets people get even more excited, don't they? And they wave the flags even more and shout even louder. Well, today we remember that entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And Jerusalem at the time was bustling with thousands and thousands of pilgrims gathered for that Passover festival. And it was the biggest festival of all time. It was party time. You can almost feel the excitement building up, can't you, if you try to imagine it, the large crowds. Especially if you've been to a football match or the London Marathon or Spring Harvest, you'll know just what it's like to be involved in a big crowd. Well, as Jesus enters Jerusalem, there is excitement, but there is tension and there is danger as well. And it's a dangerous place for Jesus, but courageous as ever, he enters riding on a donkey, a sign that he comes in peace. And with him are the disciples. They're anxious, yet excited, trying to enjoy the party. And the religious authorities are present, and they're ready to pounce on Jesus at the first opportunity. They want to arrest him, that ever-popular Jesus. He was the hero, wasn't he, of the poor and the people on the margins of society. And he was a charismatic preacher and a healer. No wonder the people flocked to him. But the religious authorities didn't like them flocking round Jesus. And there were also people ready, seeking a leader to bring about a new age, free from Roman rule. And as Jesus enters Jerusalem, they were treating him as their hero, as their king. And so they chanted their hosannas, which means save. And of course, that he was going to do eventually, but not the way that they expected. And so the Passover was party time, a time for dancing and singing. I wonder if that name of Jesus excites you enough to shout out as the crowd did on that day, to shout out, Hosanna to the Son of David.